أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا المصطفى بالقاسم محمد ثم الصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in fact the opening two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah chapter number 2 after Surah Al-Fatiha states in verse number 2 with reference to the Holy Quran mentions This is a book in which there is no doubt for guidance to those who are God-conscious. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The muttaqeen are referred to as a group of people who are God-conscious. A few analysis that can be taken A few lessons that can be taken, a few pointers that can be taken from this particular verse are number one, that those people who doubt that this book was in fact a book at the time of the Holy Prophet can be put to rest by this very verse because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ This is a book, or this is the book in which there is no doubt. Which clearly indicates that even at the time of the Holy Prophet, there must have been a book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was indicating to when He says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي This is the book in which there is no doubt. And هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And it is a guidance for those who are God-conscious. Muttaqeen is in essence a derivative of the word taqwa. And taqwa has been used in the Holy Quran 251 times, either as a noun or as a verb. And unfortunately, sometimes what happens is the word taqwa or derivatives of the word taqwa get mistranslated as being the fear of God. We sometimes hear the expressions of اتقوا النار or اتقوا الله fear the fire or fear Allah. But is Allah something that truly needs to be feared in the sense of being scared of? Or is in fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that is loving and caring? And the reason why this expression of fear comes into place isn't because that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is dreadful or fearful of that nature. No, it's the consequence of having the reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that causes us to fear His disapproval. Like we may say with regards to our parents. Do we fear our parents? Let's hope the question or the answer to that is no. We don't fear our parents. What we fear is their disapproval. We fear that we hold them in such great regard that we wouldn't want anything that we do that they would find to be disapproving of any action that we may take. So, understanding this word of taqwa and muttaqeen as being God consciousness and the God conscious allows us to redefine and understand a lot better the meaning of what taqwa actually is. And being God-conscious doesn't mean that you walk around necessarily with, you know, a tasbih in your hand or beads in your hand, which you are constantly reciting. and saying the zikr of Allah. Now, being God conscious means that I'm aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times and in all places. So even if I'm on my way to work, or I'm about to perform keyhole surgery, or I'm about to undertake, you know, something that requires my undivided attention, then obviously at that time I'm not going to be necessarily thinking of God, but I'm conscious of Him from when I started, that I'm going to do this work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the basis upon which I'm leaving my house to do that work. Hence the reason when we may start something, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and that is sufficient for us. If we truly understand what those words mean, is that I am starting with the name of Allah, and you want God to be present in every action that you're doing. So then it becomes not just work, but an act of worship. Because the intention by which it's being done isn't for selfish or monetary or any other intention. It's done for the sake that you're wanting Allah's approval and blessings within that action. So, next time we come across this term of taqwa, which is repeatedly used, especially when it comes to the Friday sermons, or when we hear of the day of taqwa, which is mainly used on a Friday, it's actually referring to us becoming muttaqeen, which are those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all their daily actions. Inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be of those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are truly conscious in this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.